Today's Thursday, February 6th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Alma Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Alma this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Santa Clara March 13th and Washington, D.C. April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 178. I am joined by Josh Willits and Bryce Nordstrom talking about electrical legislation. Bryce Nordstrom starts off talking about how laws against pulling PoE cables would affect the AV industry.
The reality is that, I won't make a lot of electrician friends with this, but most electricians don't pull cable as neatly as most AV integrators do. And especially with small, delicate cables like Cat 6 and Cat 5, I've been around some electricians that are pretty hard on those cables and are the reason why those cables don't work sometimes. Now, there's obviously people that do those things as well in our industry, but it takes a different skill set. But I want to kind of go back a little bit. I don't think that this is the end of the world for us as an industry. I mean, there's a lot of people fighting this for good reason. But there are very successful integration companies in our channel that do zero wire pull, and they sub it all out and they sub it to electricians, because in certain cities and certain states, you can't pull wire. If you're a low voltage guy, you have to be an electrician and you have to be licensed. And you talk to those companies and they're just like, well, here's the spec and you have to meet the spec. And if you don't meet the spec, then you're not doing my jobs and I'll find somebody else. So now you're a little bit more in control of your destiny and getting good quality work. You start weeding out the bad electricians and get the good electricians. So there is kind of, some good and some bad with this whole thing. But I think as a whole in the state of Texas, this would be a bad thing, because of my understanding in Texas is there isn't a very tight regulation on AV integration licensing there. So it's not like other states like California, New York, Nevada, where they've got really tight legislation. So I think it's there, it would be a little bit more damaging to our industry, but the long run is, I think that there's a real possibility that this doesn't really affect us as an industry very greatly. We'd still be able to sell and do a lot of the same things we do. And I don't know any electricians who want to put network switches in that power outlet devices.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.